We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Homers for Heroes. Comedy event at Gotham Comedy. And I'm very happy to announce that one of the comics who will be doing a considerable amount of time on stage and being a part of it is a Brooklyn-born comic. I think
Brooklyn's in the house.
Yeah. I guess he has a good chance. He was over at Barclays last night watching the Lakers spank the Brooklyn Nets. On the return of Anthony Davis. Did you watch that game last night at all or no? I don't know if you saw
it. Now
that
you want to engage on the Nets?
No, I'm just asking if you watched the game. I don't want to talk about the embarrassing loss. I just asked if you watched the game. We don't think we're not going to break it down or get into it, but are you aware that the Lakers were in town and played the Nets? Because I know you didn't go to the game. So I don't know what you were doing last night, but maybe you saw it.
I was beating my head against the TV. That's what I was doing. I was cursing out Bruce Brown, who I once loved, when he's missing layups. I was cursing out the roster that has no shooters. Yeah, it was very frustrating. Thanks for asking, though. They do play tonight. Are you aware of that?
The Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard Ian Eagle say, back to back.
Yes.
Belly to belly.
They play the Nuggets tonight, who played last night against the Pistons. Another night without Kyrie. Yeah. They are a bad basketball team at home right now.
Well, that's enough. We've broken them down
with only James
enough.
Harden on the floor.
All I want to know is if you knew they played last night.
No, that's true. If you want more Nets talk, I did a podcast this morning, Brooklyn Basketball Podcast.
You must have been in some kind of mood.
No, I got a few comments from Net fans saying you were actually less negative than I expected.
Oh, okay,
and I said,
there you go.
You're welcome.
Are you going to do a snowfall podcast on Saturday?
I may.
So listen to this report real quick. I heard a report from an actual meteorologist who said, here's the projected snowfall. Because we're getting a storm. It's coming up the coast. And obviously, depending on where it turns or doesn't turn, we're going to get X to Y. A Y to X,
that
A
was
to B,
really
right?
That's a really good meteorology
okay?
breakdown
yeah,
there,
you
Craig.
Like that? Yeah, yeah. So here's what I heard. I swear to God, I heard this this morning. We are going to get anywhere, Evan, from 2 inches to 24 inches.
Isn't that the same as the television yeah. repair guy saying, I'll be at your house anytime yeah. between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.?
Yeah, so... You may have basically nothing to worry about at all, 2 inches, or you might get 2 feet. But we have no idea which it's going to be.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is...
And we'll go New York City, not where you live, where I live. Like, New York City.
New York
what
City,
are we
10 inches.
I'm going 7.5.
All right, so we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means, and it doesn't come in until Friday night.
Bro,
perfect, really.
I want to get pounded. I want, like...
Save that.
What?
Nothing.
I want like 27 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, I see why you said that.
Yeah.
I want 27 inches of snow.
Save that as well.
Snow.
Evan wants to get pounded with 27 inches. So that'd be like 4 of us.
Oh, God.
All right. Here is Sean and Howell on the fan. Sean, good afternoon, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Craig? Love
good.
The show, guys.
Thanks.
I got a little beef with you, Evan. Come on, man. You're talking about hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
For how long now? And you sold your net ticket.
What?
You sold your net ticket
what?
To a Laker fan.
Is that what your is that your bone to pick?
Evan, did you sell your tickets? What?
Why I needed to make money.
No, it doesn't matter. You made money.
That's
why you buy those tickets anyway.
I go to a ton of net games. And you know why I go to net games? Because I love my basketball team. I don't go to see opponents. I go to see my basketball team. That's why I go. I go to watch my team play. And so when I saw the money that could be made, considering how many games I go to, considering the playoff games I hope to go to, considering the road trips I hope to go to, I had to make a freaking business decision.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't regret it. Because this guy, I'm talking about myself, will never sell a playoff
game.
Did
you bet the game?
Ever, ever, ever. You know what, Craig? I did. Why don't you ask me what I did? No, ask me.
What did you do last night, Evan?
At halftime, I bet the Nets money line, mother bleepers. And how'd that work out for me?
You lost.
I lost!
Yeah.
Because I don't even know why I did. I knew they weren't going to win.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did sell my tickets last night, and I hope that a Net fan bought it, but the way it sounded, it probably didn't go that way.
Good amount of Laker fans in the building. But as expected, though.
But in all seriousness.
I mean, they travel well.
In all seriousness, for anyone out there who can relate to being a season ticket holder, for whatever team you root for, you got to pick your freaking spots, man.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, the L.A. Lakers, to me, are not a draw. I don't care about the Lakers. I care about the Nets. And I would have gone tonight. The reason I'm not going tonight is this is a makeup game from COVID cancellations.
Okay.
And I sold that game because I was away for the weekend with my wife that weekend.
All right?
So I don't have it.
Was the Laker ticket last night a bigger sell than the Warriors or no?
You know what's crazy? Let me give you.
I'm only asking because it was AD's first game back. Obviously, maybe your last
it's
chance.
It's not about
to see
AD.
LeBron.
No one gives a rat's ass about Anthony.
I mean, LeBron,
Davis.
Obviously.
It's about LeBron James.
And LeBron's playing his ass off again right now.
Look, LeBron's an all-time great. It's about LeBron James, and it's about.
So what was more money? Golden State or LA?
The Lakers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Wow. Significantly more?
Yeah, by a decent amount.
Really? So that was the best resale of the year, then, yeah?
No doubt.
Warriors 2, Knicks 3?
Craig, in fairness, I'm not reselling a lot of games.
No, I'm just wondering for my own. I'm just wondering. I'm like, what's the hot ticket? I know the Brooklyn's basically pretty much sold out every game this year, more or less. But the hot ticket on resale, Lakers, Warriors, Knicks? Is that fair?
I have not sold my Knicks tickets. They've been listed. They haven't gone. I have 4 tickets, by the way, so sometimes when I sell tickets, I'm still going.
Got it. But then you have to sit next to the person you sold them to.
That's
an awkward situation.
No, it's not.
Yeah, if they know you're the one that sold them.
Who cares?
Small talk.
There's no small talk.
No?
You know what?
So you're sitting next to the guy that you sold the tickets to.
Right.
That's an awkward thing for me.
Especially
since you made money off of that.
No, no. Here's the most awkward. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, Bill O'Reilly and Jon Stewart did a show together in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I happen to be, back in the day, I'm not anymore, a huge fan of both of them.
Yeah.
Big fan of O'Reilly, big fan of Stewart. Tickets go on sale.
Jon Stewart wrote the foreword to my book.
I know. Yeah. I love Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
O'Reilly, well, that's a different story. I used to like him, though. Loved him. Fair enough. So to me, this was great. Oh, my God, Jon Stewart, Bill O'Reilly. Tickets go on sale for their show. There's like 500 tickets. I click on it right away. And I was able to buy tickets. I bought 4 tickets.
Yeah.
I quickly say, all right, who wants to go? I got one buddy of mine who's like, I'm in. I'm going to drive to D.C. I'm going to sell the other 2. I sold the other 2 for such a stupid profit.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there in that small arena that night in D.C. with my friend Nick. And I was like, Nick, I feel so dirty right now. And he's like, what's the matter? I said, you know how I didn't ask you for any money for this ticket? He's like, yeah, of course. Thanks, pal. Because I made such a stupid profit. These schmucks sitting next to me are the ones that paid it.
Like,
and I felt dirty.
Did you offer to buy them a drink?
No. I didn't know them. I just felt bad for a few minutes.
That's right.
But I didn't do anything
like you're
wrong.
You're sitting there, you're like, my seat's $100. The guy to my right paid $650.
No, let me correct you. My tickets were free because I got so much money.
No, I'm saying, but you did the face value.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, I'm sitting in a $100 seat. That guy gave me $1,200 for it.
And the truth is, Craig, I did nothing wrong. I literally bought 4 tickets thinking I'd have 3 friends that would want to make the trip to D.C. I did it. I had 1 friend. So what's a boy to do? Sell the other 2 tickets for a stupid profit.
Here's Chris in Brick, New Jersey. Chris, what's good, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First off, big fan.
Thank you.
Craigie, love that you're back. Haven't had a chance to talk to you, but... Yeah. It's a world of second chances. You're a good guy, brother, so glad
you're
back.
Thank you. Well, I'm very blessed to have the chance, for sure.
You are, and I know you know it, and we all love that you're back. Evan, me and my friends are all sports geeks like you, so I love you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Craig, I got a question here, okay? Yeah. So with the way of the world now and sports gambling, et cetera, and you obviously going through everything you've gone through in your life with the addiction, et cetera, how do you watch a game right now and with it thrown in your face 24/7? That's my first question. And my second question is it like, I know the sport, I know the leagues are making money off of it. I know the government's making their money off of it.
Yeah.
But isn't it a little morally irresponsible to a degree? It's getting shoved down your throat every commercial, every 5 seconds.
It's a good, well, listen, I'm glad that it's legalized and in so many states because it makes it a mainstream topic. So it makes it easier for people who do have a problem to acknowledge they have a problem and get help for that problem.
And you're great for it because you talk about it.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. So from that standpoint, I think that that's a real positive of gambling being legalized. It makes it easier to address it and to have, you know, conversations about it, you know, on shows like this with your kids, families, et cetera. For me, it's interesting. You know, I find a lot of it funny, and funny in this manner, Chris. Like, yes. I believe, and this could come across egotistical, I don't mean it to be, that, you know, my life experience, I know so much more about gambling than the average person does. It's a joke. And when I see a lot of the promotions that a lot of the companies are using to get people to gamble, or I hear people on the radio, on TV, talking about gambling and how this is a lock and, you know, but this is a great play, I find it comical. It's just funny to me because none of it's accurate or true. And there are all these people out there, you know, claiming to be experts on this. And I've got a 5-star pick. And this is my lead pipe lock and all that crap. It's all crap. It's all garbage. It's all marketing. It's all it is. I've told you a million times, there's not a single handicapper on the planet worth his salt or who's any better than you. The animal does not exist. The greatest sports handicapper in American history is a guy named Billy Walters, Happy Walters, all right? He never sold a single pick. Why? Because he made money on his picks.
He didn't need to sell a
single
pick. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
If as soon as a guy starts giving out picks, you know, he's no better than you. And listen, I know a lot of the guys personally. I'm friendly with some of the guys. I respect the business of what they do, but essentially, they're brilliant marketers, nothing more, nothing less. Your picks are just as good or bad as them. So when I watch it, I laugh at a lot of it. I'm glad it's more public for the reasons I said. And I also am in a very good place in my life where I've not placed a wager in 3 years and 7 months. So, which I'm obviously very proud of. So I'm at a point in my life where I feel like today I have it under control. So if I saw 50 gambling ads right now, I'm not going to have, hey, Evan, place a bet for me.
Right.
I don't have that feeling of wanting to bet. Plus, I also got to a place in my life where if I ever made another bet, I lose everything for good this time. And I'm not willing to do that. So that's the place I'm at. But I appreciate you calling that. I get that question a lot. I'm surrounded by it.
It's in a place now where every minute or two you almost get a gambling reminder watching live sports.
Yeah.
This is the current line. How about this play you can make? It's constant.
The problem for me is that there's so many people who are going to gamble for the first time who are attracted to the brilliant marketing and promotions that a lot of these sites have or handicappers have, and they don't truly know what they're doing. They don't know the real risk. They don't know how hard it is, which is why every month when you see the gambling revenue that gets posted, because it has to, it's public. They're public entities, most of them publicly traded companies. And the states by law have to release those numbers because it's income for the state. It's not even close. More than 50% of all the revenue that comes in for the casinos or the gambling operators are parlays.
Mm.
Now, if that doesn't tell you to stop betting parlays, what else can I tell you? It is the number one revenue source of every legalized gambling outfit in America. And it's not close. Not close at all. So, yeah, I appreciate it. And hopefully, you know, my life story and my willingness to open up and talk about it, you know, just makes you think, makes you pause before you make a bet or chase your money, or you see a son or a brother or a nephew or a loved one that you think is going down a bad road. That road can be really bad. The road, you know, can be very, very bad, right? You don't want to be known as 79051054. You don't want to be known as a number, right? You don't, which is why I carry that card with me.
Right.
Just a reminder of where I was and how bad that place is. It's a place none of you ever want to go. And I went to the lowest level place you could possibly go to, and that ain't pretty. Mm. So that's our little message for the day. Here's Chris in Warwick on the fan. Chris, what's good, buddy?
Hey, guys, you guys touched on something with Joe Shane and the character issues with the draft and, you know, his process that he's going to enter with. And I got a couple of questions I want your opinion on.
Yeah, go.
I really think he got this job a lot of the reason because of the way Josh Allen has performed and,
sure.
you know, where he's taken the Bills franchise. And I think we all kind of forget Josh Allen hours before the draft was basically information released that he had some racist slurs out there on social media.
Yes.
I mean, that's a character issue.
Yeah, so it was...
Where do you draw the line?
Well, that's what makes it so difficult. So what happened with Josh Allen, and I don't think it affected his draft stock, is it came out that when he was a teenager, maybe even younger...
It was high school.
It was like 2012, 2013, he had tweets out using the N-word. That's the reality. And, you know, it was a big controversy, you know? And I think he also ripped LeBron James
Chris,
or something, which
deal.
Is fine. But maybe it was offensive. I'm not sure.
Chris, and this has happened a lot in the last 3 or 4 years for sure, 5 years for sure. You know, we have this, there's a group of people in this country that want to go all the way back to the time you were in the womb and find something you did at a moment in your life that can be objectionable or actionable. Now, no one's defending racist tweets that Josh Allen put out when he's in high school. And no one's defending it, they're indefensible. But if we're going to go down that road and say, hey, when you were in seventh grade, you said something, now you have questionable character, that's a little much. The character issues that I believe Joe Shane is talking about and that John Maurer is referencing, you know, specifically around Deshaun Watson, then in a more macro sense, the type of player they want, are guys that are involved in domestic violence, in any type of violence, in drugs, in, you know, sexual type stuff.
Well,
not a tweet from a ninth grader.
It's also because you're trying to predict the future. You're trying to predict, is this guy going to be a problem? Is he going to get into trouble while he's here? It's not that you actually care about what they did in college or in this case in high school. You're trying to predict, Are we going to regret drafting this guy because
right.
he's going to embarrass the organization 2 years from now, a year from now, 3 years from now? That's why yeah. you're doing it. Yeah. You don't actually care what they did in college or high school. You're trying to predict, what are they going to do here for us? Because there could be a kid who got in a lot of trouble in college, and you name what you want it to be, and you believe him. You have a meeting with him. You talk to coaches around him, and they tell you, this kid has changed. He's not going to be a problem, but he made mistakes. And if you're an organization and you believe what those coaches tell you and you believe your conversation you had with the kid, you're going to draft him. Because at the end of the day, you're not afraid of him because of what he did in college. You're afraid of what he's going to do when he's in your room. That's what you care about.
Right. Yeah, I think we know the line we're talking about. Yeah, and unfortunately, like the Josh Allen tweets from literally when he was in high school, those came out shockingly
hours before the draft.
2 hours before the draft.
But so did the Laramie Tunsil picture or video
with the,
smoking whatever with a gas mask on.
Right.
Sometimes that happens, and you know why that happens? Because there's a team that wants the kid. So they say, ooh, let's leak
right,
out bad
exactly.
information.
Exactly.
So he drops to us.
Yeah. I hate that stuff. Like, I think we know the type of character issues that are at hand here, the ones I already mentioned twice on the show today. You know, an immature tweet, as indefensible as it may be, you know, from a kid who's, you know, 17 years old, is not character defining. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's wrong. It's a good opportunity for a life lesson, but it's not character defining. Nor should it be. Because go back to when you were 17. Like, come on. But luckily, that's the problem with the world today.
Luckily, for me, for you, there wasn't Twitter when I was 17 or you were 17.
Thank the Lord.
Because in all seriousness, let's say there was. Let's say Twitter's been around since the 80s. What would you have tweeted when you were 17 years old? Serious question.
When I was 17 years old?
Twitter existed. What would you have tweeted?
I would have tweeted, have you ever gone over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas are mush, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. But your friend says, Mom, he's just being polite. He ain't finished it. Oh, that's bull. That's what I would have said. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. I mean, I don't know what I would have said. I'm 17.
And the point is, I guarantee you would have said something that would not look good in 2022.
Of course.
That's the point.
Of course.
Now, with Josh Allen, it wasn't 1987. Listen, it was 2012.
Being an immature high school kid who writes something stupid, or I know there's been a bunch of guys, I'm blocking on the name, who got in trouble for, you know, reciting a rap lyric that had the N-word in it, right?
Right.
All right. Does that make him a racist? No.
No, but if you tweet something racist, that could make you a racist.
Yes, it could.
There's a difference.
Yeah. But again, a 17-year-old immature kid writing something stupid, right, is not great, but it doesn't define his character.
You know, in fairness, though, Craig, it kind of depends what it is. I mean, if you write something vile and really...
A guy writes Heil Hitler, you got a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we agree. I agree. So and I'll do you one better. Also, depending on a kid's situation, there are certain petty crimes that I wouldn't use as character defining. To be totally straight about it, you know, there are kids that might have done things that we look at and go, oh, what a horrendous kid. But maybe his family needed food that night.
Right. There's perspective on it. But like I said, it's also about talking to the kid right before you're going to draft him and trying to predict the future. Because that's really what you're doing.
The Buffalo Bills picked the right kid.
Yeah. They predicted the future well, to their credit.
Yes. And his girlfriend picked the right guy. By the way, just girlfriend still. You know she's dying.
How long have they been together?
I think a bit. I think for a minute.
Since college?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe not.
Is there going to be a battle between Patrick Mahomes' fiance and Josh Allen's girlfriend?
Josh Allen's number one. I know beauty's in the eye, and I respect that.
Right.
Josh Allen's is, like, on a different level than Patrick Mahomes' fiance. I don't know if they're married
yet. How about Sean McVay's fiance?
Tongue on the floor.
And speaking of that,
they've
been engaged for years, dude.
Yeah, well, again.
Years.
Yeah.
And... to his credit, this is major props to Sean McVay.
Yeah.
He got her when he was a coordinator in Washington.
Well, don't say he got her.
I'm sorry.
Demeaning to women.
I apologize. That came out incorrectly.
Like, she's property. He picked her up at an auction. You know, he got a Studebaker and candy.
They started their relationship. My apologies. That did come across very grotesque.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
They formed their relationship while he was a stud. He wasn't a stud.
Yeah, well, maybe she knew before anybody else.
But he's a good-looking guy. Plus, probably what contributes.
One of the best parts of that guy, do you remember 2 years ago the draft from his house?
You're thinking of Cliff Kingsbury.
No.
Was it Sean McVay?
I thought McVay's house.
I think it's Cliff Kingsbury.
That was like an episode of Cribs.
Oh, man.
Was it McVay, both of them? Sure?
I thought it was Cliff Kingsbury.
I thought I saw McVay's house, and it was like,
house and girlfriend.
I put my pants off just as soon as I saw that house.
No, it's Cliff Kingsbury.
It wasn't
with
McVay?
The draft, yeah. But McVay, they did the Hard Knocks, so you have to see his house with his
girlfriend. Yeah, but hold on.
I know I saw McVay's house.
This picture, what are you thinking
of? Which picture are we
talking about? I'm showing you a picture.
You got 9 pictures on that screen.
The main picture, one.
Main? There's 9 of them.
I can't make it bigger for some reason.
Just point to the one you're talking about.
This one.
I don't know. Are there like mountains in the background?
Yes.
And there's like a pool, like an infinity pool.
I don't know how to make this.
Yeah, that's fresh.
I think I got this.
I like that.
Yeah, that's Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, all right. So maybe I thought I saw McVay's crib, but I mean, you might be right.
No, you may have. I'm not saying Sean McVay doesn't have an awesome crib. I'm just saying.
Well, McVay's was on Hard Knocks. Maybe that's where I saw it.
And by the way, when Cliff Kingsbury showed off his house during the draft, Patrick Mahomes tweeted, I'm trying to have a crib like Cliff.
Yeah, well, you're making a lot more money than Cliff, so feel free to buy one, buddy. Right?
I mean, if anybody could have a house like Cliff, I got a full picture. Is that the house you're talking about?
It's not.
Oh, so maybe you are thinking about that.
Meanwhile, a local dry cleaner in Kansas City said that if you got sprayed with champagne by Patrick Mahomes' fiance, they would take care of it for free. They would dry clean it for free. Yes, Tom?
So last year, the Rams rented out a Malibu mansion. That's where you're getting it from.
Oh, so it wasn't his house?
Correct.
Oh, I got you.
That's where you're thinking of.
Got it. Yeah, so this dry cleaner said if you come in and your clothes, you know, smell like champagne and you got doused by whatever name is, Brittany Matthews, whatever name is, it's on us. We got
you. I
got
to say.
We got you.
I'm sorry.
And then she's all upset about all the negative feedback. So collectively, the internet said to her, if you don't want negative feedback, don't spray people with champagne.
I completely disagree with you and your Twitter feedback. Yeah, because, and I'm not defending anything else she does, by the way. I'm talking about this specific incident.
Yeah, okay.
If you're at an AFC divisional playoff game.
In a box.
No. You're in stands. You're in the stands. You're in seats.
Oh, if I'm in seats.
You're
ahead.
In seats.
Yeah.
You're drinking. It's cold out. You're having a great time.
Yeah.
And your team just won a historically awesome NFL playoff game.
Maybe the best game ever played.
Oh, wow, I got some champagne on me. You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah?
You'd be jumping up and down celebrating. Okay. Beers flying through the air. I was at Game 6, Islanders, Tampa Bay Lightning. Beer cans were thrown at our heads.
Well,
we were
nice.
So excited we didn't care.
Okay.
So stop with this, oh, my God, I got champagne on me. Can you believe she did that? What are you talking about? You're celebrating. You're excited.
Yeah.
Everybody's pumped up. That's fake outrage.
Yeah.
Fake outrage by Chief fans and by you people.
Tomorrow night at Gotham, after a great joke that I will tell on stage, I'm going to celebrate by popping champagne wherever you're sitting.
Done.
Okay?
Yeah, I'd be happy.
And we'll say, woohoo!
Yeah. I'll take a champagne thing to the face. I'm not doing stand-up, but what I will take is champagne to the face if you want.
Are you sure you're not doing stand-up?
I'm sure. Why do you say that?
Because I got an opening for you.
I don't want to do stand-up.
By the way, I may have found a single table that we will put up for four tickets for tomorrow night's show.
Oh, very nice.
Matter of fact, I can do that right now. If you go to GothamComedyClub.com and you've been trying to get in, one of my buddies who's going to go can't go. So I believe we have four tickets up there, maybe six. So if you've been trying to get tickets to the show tonight, go to GothamComedyClub.com. And literally, I think there's like four tickets. But if you want them, show's been sold out for 2 months. You can get these final, kind of like a bonus table was made available. Just go ahead and go do it now. Every penny goes to Pete Alonso's foundation. He and his fiance, or wife now, Haley, Homers for Heroes. Pete Alonso is getting on stage and doing stand-up tomorrow night. And now there's like literally four tickets available.
Do you think he's going to be funny?
I do.
Now, I don't think it matters. I think the crowd is going to be so hot for him because he's Pete F. and Alonzo that he could go up there and just say, hey, I'm better than Aaron Judge, and everybody will crack up, right?
Yeah.
But genuinely, will he be funny?
No.
Will you admit
we're going to have him on the show. I think we're having him on the show tomorrow for a minute.
Will you?
Just to you get him primed.
Will you say it, though? Not necessarily at the show, but the next day on the air, will you say, all right, everybody, for those that weren't there, Pete was not funny.
Maybe stick to playing first base.
We love you, Pete. Not funny.
Well, anyway, that's so, again, GothamComedyClub.com. Go check it out, and we'd love to see you there. And those of you that are already coming and have tickets, going to be an awesome night tomorrow night. Chris DiStefano, who's one of the top comics in America right now, has had a bunch of TV specials. He's from New York. He's one of our headliners tomorrow. And it's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to tomorrow night. And I will tell you this, Evan. I started a conversation 2 days ago with a former New York Met who is going to be in town this spring, right around opening day, who loves the idea about being the subject of a New York roast.
Oh, and it's a former Met?
He has not committed. I want to be clear. He has not committed to it, but is very intrigued by the idea of doing it.
And it's a former Met?
A former Met.
I 100% know.
Go.
Can I guess?
Yeah, I'll give you one guess. If you got it, I'll tell you.
It has to be because A, there's so many jokes. But B, more than that, he has a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to roast him, if I'm right. John Franco.
No.
Damn it! It's not?
No.
Really?
No. Not a bad. That's not a bad idea, though. But no.
Sorry, John. I would never roast him.
He played after John Franco.
He played after John Franco?
Yeah, played after John Franco.
Was he a star?
And he is like very intrigued by the concept to raise a whole bunch of money for his foundation.
Is he a star?
Superstar.
Oh, I know who it is now.
Who?
Are you giving me a second
guess?
Yeah,
I'll give you a second guess.
David Wright.
That's right.
Wow. That'd be tremendous.
The conversation has begun.
Career.
No guarantee it happens.
New York Met. Yep. Our guy.
Yep.
That's a number, by the way, I want retired.
Numero cinco.
See, I'm not a big retire number guy. Ooh, yep. He doesn't want Keith's number retired, Kuzman's number retired. I want David's number retired. He's our Don Mattingly.
We have started the process to see if we can make it happen. And it'd be the beacon. It would be like a significant
show. That'd be a
show.
Big event.
It'd be great, yeah.
Would he do stand-up?
That I don't know. That I can't say.
And you can't even roast David Wright, because how could you ever make fun of him?
Yeah.
He's the man.
Plus, I got to get him comedy writers to write his thing. So it's a process, but we started the process. I'll just let you know, okay? If it doesn't work, I'll call Franco up and we'll get half the amount of people. But we'll still have a good time roasting John Franco.
That would be fine.
877-337-6666.
It's selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So there were six tickets we just put up for sale. They've been sold, I'm pretty sure. So I'm getting double confirmation on that, but the event sold out. It's going to be awesome. I was just talking to a Pete's agent as well. Going to try to squeeze him on. He's flying in tomorrow, so I'm going to try to squeeze him on the show before we go to the comedy show at Gotham, just to get a sense of if he's ready for his big moment on stage.
Just think.
It ain't like playing first base, baby.
No, it's very different. He's flying from Florida to New York.
Don't do what you're about to do. Don't not do it. Do not do it.
What have I done?
You big, fat jinx. Don't do it.
What am I jinxing?
You know what you're about to do.
What am I doing?
Here's what Evan's about to say.
Yeah, tell me what I'm about to say.
He's flying from Tampa to New York.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a blizzard tomorrow, and he's going to be stranded here.
No.
I was sort of going to say that. Yes. Well, we just talked about a snowstorm that's hitting New York.
Ain't coming on Friday night.
No. But this poor guy is leaving 70-degree Tampa.
This poor guy.
To come to New York.
Yeah.
And they get stranded here in a snowstorm.
I knew you'd do that.
I love Pete Alonso.
You can't help yourself. Yeah, any kind of bad maloik you could put on a situation.
No, it's not bad maloik. Maybe Pete loves the snow. Maybe he's like me. Wants to build a snowman.
Yeah. By the way, he lives in Florida for a reason. It's not just the income tax.
No, he's from Florida.
Yeah, okay.
He's a Florida kid. He's staying strong to his roots.
Anyway, so we're raising a whole... I think we're going to raise like 25 grand or something like that for his foundation. He and his wife. Plus, I just want to touch him because he's been touched by the Pope. So I think that's like there's some kind of, what's the equation... It's the back pain's bringing my mind.
I don't even know what
you're
trying to say.
Like, he got touched by the Pope. If he touches me, it's like I got touched by the Pope.
Oh.
That's the, somebody? Am I the only college-educated person in this room? Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I was going to say 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Not 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, no.
You learn this in college? Like, what it means for the Pope to touch someone?
No, not osmosis.
Right, what?
It's the transitive property.
Oh.
Thank you, Greg.
That's what you were going with?
Yeah, I was going for transitive property.
Oh, the transitive property.
Yeah,
so,
see, well.
Of course.
How did we get that based on that
college
description?
Yeah. By the way, I did not play Wordle yet today, so please don't ruin it for me.
Oh, really?
Do not give me today's word. I've not yet played. I don't want it to be ruined.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yesterday, at this time, you gave away
sugar
the result to Wordle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you right now.
No, please don't do it, because if you do it to me, you're going to ruin it for the audience.
It's totally worth it.
Don't you do it. I want to play.
I got it in four guesses.
I apologize to the audience for saying sugar yesterday at 5:15. That was a mistake on my part. I want to play. I've waited all day to play. I've been dealing with this back problem all day. The boss didn't show up with my spice drops today like he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. So instead he got me... He just tried to give me a clue to what the word are. You see, such a whore.
I'm sorry, what did I do?
You are such an unbelievable whore.
By the way, thank you for reminding me about your back. Yeah. I was about to whack the crap out of you with that thing.
Whack? Is that the word? You suck.
I'm sorry. What?
You really suck, man. You're the worst. Evan Roberts just ruined Wordle.
You know what, people? Yeah. For anyone I ruined Wordle for, I apologize. It was all for the greater good. And that greater good was payback to you.
Yeah, but now I can't play today.
No! What did you do yesterday to some of our loyal listeners?
That means my streak comes to an end now.
Aww.
Yeah, at one. Because I did not get Noel.
I apologize. Yeah. You really didn't?
I didn't. No. I don't put up the 10 in a row. No. I did not get Noel. Nope.
You didn't get null?
No, I didn't get it.
I got it on the sixth try. It took me a while.
I didn't get it on any try.
Would you have gotten whack?
How would I possibly know?
How do you spell whack?
W-H-A-C-K.
Okay. The W-H threw me off, man.
I can't believe you just ruined it for people.
Because
that's unbelievable.
I want to make something clear to the audience.
Is Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man?
To the audience out there who's mad at me, I apologize.
No,
don't angrily tweet at me. I didn't do it to ruin it for you.
Yeah, you did.
I did it to ruin it for Craig. And I think you have to understand that sometimes you've got to take the fall for the greater good.
We could have gone to a commercial break at some point, and off the air you could have said, by the way, the word is whack. And then you would have ruined it for me.
Yeah, I guess I could have done
that. And not 3.7 million people.
I guess I could have done that.
Yeah, you could have.
But this felt better, sorry.
Yeah, well, you're the bad guy. And it feels good for me having you as the bad guy, by the way. It does. By the way, the Nets lost to the Lakers last night.
How many times do you want to mention that?
Roy's in Shelton, Connecticut. Jeez. And the Knicks play tonight.
Can you win tonight? I'm actually rooting for the Knicks.
Knicks are down in Miami against the
Heat. Let's go, Knicks.
Roy, what's good, buddy? Hello, Roy?
Can.
Yeah, there you go.
What are you up to, kiddo?
What's going on?
What was that?
I'm glad you're back,
but
I have to talk to your buddy there, Evan, right now.
What's up?
Watching SNY, I'm infuriated with the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm infuriated. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I'm just about done.
No. You're not going to be done because of the museum not allowing two great players in. The game is still fantastic. You still want to watch your team play. Don't be done because of that.
No, Evan, I don't think they're going to start on time this year.
Well, that's different.
I think they're going to lock this game out. There's not going to be a spring training.
Yeah, there is.
You think so?
Yeah, there's going to be a spring training. The season's going to start on time. The New York Yankees yesterday, we never got to it because I know we're just so busy, I guess. Put on the market opening day tickets against the Red Sox.
Well, that's because they want to
start.
Excuse me, that's a terrible answer, Giac Nartron or whatever your name is.
Giac No-Track.
Dion No-Track. Yeah. Of course they're going to put tickets on sale. Why wouldn't they? Yeah. There were tickets on sale during the pandemic for games. Like, we were in the midst of the pandemic, and the Mets and Yankees were like, buy our tickets. But, Roy, you said two very different things. The lockout, I am a little bit worried. I'm not in full panic mode yet. But as far as the Hall of Fame is concerned, it sucks. I am one of those irrationally angry people. Suck. But don't let that affect your love for the game or even the love for the museum. It's the greatest museum ever built. I got to be honest with you. It really is.
I coached Little League. My son was out of the league. I was still coaching. I love the game. I love coaching the game. But I'm just so fed up. It's millionaires against billionaires. And that's all they care about. Let's care about the minor leaguers right now.
There is a 3-ton whale hanging from the ceiling when you walk into the Museum of Natural History.
I was looking around. Yeah.
There is a 200-foot-long dinosaur that is complete, that lived millions of years ago inside that same museum.
Yeah.
And for you, because I heard what you said,
I knew you were gonna
the
call
greatest
me.
Museum on the planet is Cooperstown. There's a whale hanging from the ceiling.
Yes. And I love the Museum of Natural History.
Greatest museum ever.
This is not a knock of the Museum of Natural History. I love the Hayden Planetarium.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Yeah.
Okay? I love that stuff.
But Ty Cobb's bust is better than all of it.
See, here's why.
Okay.
And for those that are going to be offended by this, I apologize. I'm not a deeply religious man. In fact, I'm not a religious guy. My religion is baseball.
Oh, here we go.
And when I walk into that building, that's my church. Okay? That's my, we're going to, what's that place everybody goes to? Mecca.
Yeah.
I'm going to Mecca.
How long did you fantasize about dating Annie Savoy? Was that a big thing for you? Is that what you're looking for?
And look, unlike many others, because I heard some caller called up the midday show, and it made me laugh because I could see how pissed off Tierney and Tiki were, and I like those guys. The caller says, when's the last time you went to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And Tiki never went, and BT hasn't been there since he was 10. And I understand, life happens.
Yeah.
No, I actually do respect that. But to me, it's every 2 years.
So what was the caller's point? If you haven't been there,
yes.
How can you be so upset about who's in?
It was such an absurd point, but what I loved about it is...
I actually kind of appreciate that point.
It so pissed both of them off, it made me laugh.
I like that point. Actually, like, if you don't take the time to go, because it's not hard for any of us to get there.
We live relatively close.
Yeah, it's an easy drive. It's a nice afternoon thing for the family. Why are you so upset about who's in and who's not in?
Yes.
I love that.
And see,
I wish I had thought of that myself.
I disagree with the point, but what I loved is how they were so
upset about
it. They were so mad at this guy.
We're allowed to be upset even if we don't go.
I knew they were mad when, I forget if it was Brandon or Tiki, I apologize, brought it up an hour later.
Oh, really?
That's when you know it got to you. But I love that museum.
Yeah,
I love everything about
thing.
It. I love walking through the halls, looking at the plaques, reading the plaques. My wife would say, why are you reading every plaque? I said, because this is my Mecca. And then I go through that museum and I go through the history of baseball. The last time I went, don't make fun of this. I'm just warning you. They have this big video room. You could sit down. It's like a movie theater. And it was a tribute to Tom Seaver. And Tom had just passed away.
Why would I mock you for that?
And I bawled like a baby.
Was it the doc that they aired on Fox? Was that what they
aired? No. It was a quick...
Oh. Have you seen that one?
I have, and that was tremendous. They welcome you to the Hall of Fame. And so they welcome you to the Hall of Fame with like a video about how great baseball is and great players.
And part of that was like a tribute to Seaver, and I started crying. Like, it hit me in such a weird emotional
state.
Like,
actual tears rolling down your face?
Yeah, my wife put her arm around me. She's like, are you okay?
Come on.
And you know what I loved about this? You know what
you have, like, PTSD because you saw a video on Seaver in Cooperstown?
That's right.
Like, your wife had to hug you to make sure you're all right?
That's right.
Actual tears.
That's right. And by the way, I want to correct something because now I'm thinking about the timing. Tom Seaver had not passed away.
Okay.
I just knew that Tom had checked, you know, I obviously written a letter to all of us saying I'm not going to make public appearances. Yeah. I'm ill. And just thinking about that made me tear up. Wow. And you know when I went to that Hall of Fame? I'll never forget. December of 2019. And you know why I went in December? Because nobody was there. We walked around that museum like we own the freaking place. I love that place. So to that caller who called up Tiki and Tierney, I dare you to call me up.
Like, well, you wouldn't. You go.
Right.
Yeah, then you have no reason to call you. You actually go, so it does mean something.
That was one of my favorite calls.
Like, when you go now, are you like, hey, kids, let me show you exactly what's behind every corner? Like, you've basically memorized the museum? Because I assume there aren't that many new...
No, you're incorrect. So
they change
a lot of the stuff that they have. So one of the last times I went, I got pissed. I got mad at the Hall of Fame because they have like a locker room setup. All right. So they show you
like a fake locker
for each team. So no matter what team you root for, you can check out the locker. Yeah. So I go to the Mets locker and there's a Tom Glavin jersey and I am pissed. Get this son of a bitch out of my Mets team locker.
Did you complain?
Oh, I was annoyed. Again, embarrassing my wife. She's like, what are you doing?
Was this before or after you cried?
This was after. Because
you were all pent up with emotion.
I think it may have been.
So you're looking for an outlet. Your outlet was the Tom Glavin jersey in the Met locker room.
See, here's the thing. I go to the Hall of Fame
so often.
Because
of all the people that ever played for the Mets, did you have to use a Met killer?
Yeah,
right?
This guy broke my heart so many different ways, whether he was facing the Mets or choking in 2007, but really choking in 2006, because that game 5 kills me in St. Louis. You were handed a lead, Tom. Hold on to the freaking lead. Game 5 bothers me more than 07, believe it or not.
Wally's in Melville on the fan. Wally, what's up, buddy? Wally, what's good, kid?
All right.
Yeah, you're on the air. Good. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. He's talking to his wife. They're getting ready for dinner. He's in Melville.
Craigie, how are you? How are you?
Watching a loop. What's good?
639 SNY. She wants to put it on TV. I got something I think you're going to really like. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I said this would be right up Craigie's alley.
What do you got?
Have you heard about Loodle?
Yes, I have.
So, you have.
I have played it a couple of times, yes. So Loodle... And I'm glad you guys are listening and your wife just turned on SNY.
I just went to Loodle. It looks like it's the same thing as Wordle.
It is, except for one major difference.
What's that?
All the words are dirty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's kind of like the urban dictionary of Wordle. And when I say dirty, think of a dirty word. If it's 5 letters, it's in there. Yeah. Yeah, I played it last week.
All right, let me try a word.
Off the air, perhaps.
I can't say it on the air?
No, you cannot say any of the words on the air.
Yeah, this word I definitely can't say.
Meanwhile, you know, it's 5:53.
Oh, I got the first letter correct.
Yeah, what's the first letter?
I don't think I should tell you that.
You said the first letter.
I got the first letter.
What's the first letter? P.
No.
C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Uh-huh. Anyway, it's 5:53. I've listened to this radio station a good amount of time today, including during the show starting at 2 o'clock. The entire radio station, and if I missed it, have your fun with me on Twitter. I don't think I did, though, Evan.
What?
Today is the 2-year anniversary.
Yes, I'm aware.
Of Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash and passing away.
Yep.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with that, but other than acknowledge it, 2 years ago today, Kobe Bryant passed away.
You know what I think you do with it?
I don't know what you do with it. I want to acknowledge it because it's a big day.
Here's what I think you do with it, because I think everybody thinks the same way. I think everybody thinks briefly what they were doing and what they thought when they found out. Because it really is, and I mentioned this to you last year, it's a moment that I remember specifically.
Where were you?
Everything. I just came back from a monster car show with Jet and my wife, and we had just walked in. And I was going downstairs to feed the dogs.
Yep.
And I took my phone out, And I saw a text message from my friend AJ who wrote, I can't believe what happened with Kobe. And my first reaction is, I can't believe he's making a comeback.
That would have been a natural reaction, yeah.
And I was like, wow. Okay. I quickly go to Twitter and it wasn't that. And I started crying. I think I told you about this last year and I wasn't
tears
sure
again?
Why. Yeah. Like, right. It hit me really, really hard. Huh. And maybe it's because Kobe is so young and was so young.
Sure.
And I just spent the day with my kid. I didn't know anything about his daughter, which made
or
it.
Or the other people.
Or everyone else right. on that plane. Yeah. All I knew was Kobe was gone. So it got worse as the day went on, obviously. But when I saw that, I cried. And I think for most people listening, everyone has their story, and I think that's what you do. Because we all know what kind of player he was. It's not about debating his legacy or anything like that. It's about that feeling we all had when somebody who we felt like we knew because we watched him all the time, felt like someone we knew the guy. How it hit us when we found out that news, especially the later developments about the other innocent people on that helicopter and obviously his daughter.
See you later, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. Yeah, so 2 years ago today. Big Mac or Tom, you guys, do you have an interesting story about where you were or not worth our time?
No, I was home.
All right.
I don't know much of a story. No.
Tom,
it hit me hard.
I was here, actually, producing.
Would you say it hit me hard?
Yeah, like Evan, I was emotional with it.
Yeah, you cried?
I think I did, yeah.
Is that the only time you ever cried over something sports-related?
No, he cried in Game 7-0-1, guaranteed.
That's because you kept putting a camera in his face.
No, that's the wild card game.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No, I think I cried after the Aaron Boone home run.
So you had tears of joy versus tears of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you had, when Aaron Boone hit that home run, tears came rolling down your face?
Well, yeah, it was the...
Oh, my God.
Well, it was the first Yankee playoffs without my dad, so he died that year.
Oh, God. You walked right into
that. You walked right into it.
I'm the bad guy.
He died that July,
That's not fair.
So it was kind of a cool night.
That's not fair. How could you? That's not fair to do.
You
to
asked
someone.
Me the questions.
Yeah,
it's your fault, bro. You walked right into that.
That was the first game without my dad.
Yeah,
Tom, you've nothing, I assume, right?
No, like I said, I was here producing, so I don't know.
Nothing.
That was, nothing.
Irrelevant.
I do not.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
I'm on Ludl.
You're on Ludl. You want to tell you what it is? It's that little flap of skin in between. God.
So I've got the first letter, I've got the fifth letter, and then I've got a letter that's somewhere there.
So the first letter you said was C, the last letter is what, K?
The first letter is C, the second to last letter is D.
Yeah. And first letter is C,
fourth, letter is D, and there's an O somewhere in there.
And there's an O.
So what do we got here? Do we know?
Keep guessing.
This game is fun.
Dirty Wordle. There you go. It's called Ludl. By all means, go ahead and check it out. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Still plenty of time to play. We'll regroup to you. They give you the hits right after this on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.